This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Supreme Court has formed a five-member high-powered inquiry committee headed by former top court judge Justice R. Subhash Reddy to examine allegations of excessive use of force by police authorities and security personnel against student protesters in Delhi recently and violence against police personnel. A bench of Chief Justice Surya Kant and Justices Joy Mallya Bagchi and V. Mohan said the committee would also comprise former Punjab and Haryana High Court Chief Justice Ravi Shankar Jha, former Delhi High Court Judge Justice Shalinder Kaur, former CBI Director Rishi Kumar Shukla, and retired Meghalaya DGP L.R. Vishnoi. The top court clarified that as a matter of abundant caution, the inquiry undertaken by a high-powered inquiry committee should not be a one-time exercise. It asked the committee to undertake a continuous and periodic assessment of the issues and shall submit its interim findings periodically. The Jharkhand High Court today stayed until further orders the state government's decision to cancel appointments made through the 11th to 13th JPSC Civil Services Examination and the Food Safety Officer recruitment. Justice Deepak Roshan passed the order while hearing three separate petitions challenging the government's Tuesday notification, cancelling the examinations and appointments. The court directed that the selected candidates be reinstated, observing that they cannot be removed without following due process and the principles of natural justice. The court sought a response from the state government and the Jharkhand Public Service Commission JPSC and fixed 15th of September for the next hearing. The India-Japan Defence Ministers' meeting was held in New Delhi today. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his Japanese counterpart Shinjiro Koizumi co-chaired the meeting. The discussions focus on deepening maritime security, making India defence, technology and expanding strategic trust. Both ministers signed a memorandum of arrangement on maritime security cooperation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's BRICS chairship is advancing sustainable development through people-centric climate action. Sharing an article written by Union Environment, Forest and Climate Change Minister Bhupendra Yadav, the Prime Minister said that India's progress in reducing emissions intensity and expanding non-fossil energy capacity reinforces a sustainable and green approach. Mr. Modi also highlighted the government's focus on measures such as sustainable lifestyles, afforestation, circular economy, and community-based adaptation. Government unveiled the Delhi Master Plan 2047 today. The Master Plan provides a long-term, spatial, economic, and institutional framework to transform Delhi into a globally competitive, environmentally resilient, and inclusive capital. It will combine economic dynamism, technological innovation, and high standards of livability while preserving its rich historical and cultural heritage. The Master Plan for Delhi 2047, aligned with the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047, aims to transform the national capital into a world-class, inclusive and economically vibrant city for nearly 3.2 crore people. Veteran Bangladesh Nationalist Party BNP leader Mirza Fakhrul Islam Alamgir was today elected as the country's 23rd president. The 78-year-old leader secured 255 votes in the presidential elections held at the Jatiya Shonsod, the country's parliament. He defeated former army officer Oli Ahmed, the candidate backed by the 11-party opposition alliance led by the far-right Bangladesh Jamaat-e-Islami and the country's first major student-led political party, National Citizen Party NCP, who received 88 votes. In badminton, Indian women's doubles duo of Trisha Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand has stormed into the quarterfinals of the BWF World Championships in New Delhi. The Indian pair produced a commanding performance to defeat 7-seed Rin Iwanaga and Kei Nakanishi of Japan in straight games. Colombia has declared a 30-day state of economic, social and ecological emergency in regions hit by the massive earthquake on 10th of this month. The government has said the emergency measures will focus on rebuilding damaged homes and restoring businesses and essential public infrastructure, including schools and hospitals. Colombia's National Unit for Disaster Risk Management said the 7.4 magnitude earthquake had killed 319 people and left 260 missing as of this morning. And that is the end of this news bulletin.